tell you about the Gamaguchi.
Here we are, it's Saturday, 10 a.m., and the way that it is the way it always was. It's the Fuzz here on 91.1 KLSU Baton Rouge. This is Mike the Distortionist here with you, and what you just heard was the Gamaguchi by The Tribe. This was a February 1966 single on Planet Records, originally written by Johnny Knight the year before, and this song is a classic example of some of those teen beat dance songs of the 60s that were mainly just written to get some schmoovement on the dance floor in the cafeteria or the Veterans Hall or wherever those shows were being held back in the 60s. And that band particularly, The Tribe, was from London, formed late in 1964. I hope you all are enjoying your Saturday morning. Today, we're doing a little bit of a historical deep dive. And we got a lot of music, and not all of it is related to the people we're focusing on, but there will be a good bit of that. And the people we're focusing on are Felix Popolardi and Leslie West of the band Mountain. You know them for Mississippi Queen. For any Zoomers out there, if you've seen the episode of Regular Show where they drink the hot sauce cocktail and hallucinate, then you've heard the song. And for everybody before Zoomers, you know what I'm talking about. Felix Popolardi got famous for producing Cream's second album, Disraeli Gears, and Leslie West at the same time was in a band called The Vagrants from Long Island, a garage rock band. They met in 1968, and Popolardi produced some of The Vagrants' work also. And when Cream broke up and when the Vagrants broke up, they got together and did Mountain. Mountain lasted a couple of years, and then they each did some other projects. So we'll talk more about that as it becomes relevant, such as right now, because coming up, we're going to hear The Vagrant's first single from 1965 on Southern Sound. And it's interesting that this label is called Southern Sound is because that song Mississippi Queen that Leslie West would go on to do with Mountain kind of helped define the Southern rock sound, and they were from New York, just weirdly enough. So the 65 single from The Vagrants is called Oh Those Eyes, and like I said, it came out on Southern Sound. It was the first release by the band. Then we're going to hear Psychedelic Retraction, a song by Creation's Disciple. This came out in 1966 on Dawn Records. This was another garage band from New York at the time. They were from the Bronx, and so perhaps contemporaries, they may have played together or in the same area. After that, we're going to hear Foggy Notions with their song Need a Little Lovin'. This was a 1966 single with Ginny Record Company. They were from Chicago. And then, you know, there's a question I've been tending to ask you guys lately, something along the lines of, can you feel the fuzz buzz? And I thought I might have made that up, but I guess not. I was going to say unfortunately, but I would say it's fortunate because we got a little bit more music in the world. A song called Fuzz Buzz by a band called Apartment One. This came out in 1970, and this band was from the Netherlands. Yes, it featured on the album Open House from Pink Elephant Records. And then a band called Time with their song Cry for the Trees. It was the B-side to their version of Land of 1,000 Dances. This was an acetate from the 60s, which never saw an official release until 2015 on Crypt Records. And I know that's a lot of information, but before the end of the show, or maybe just after the end of the show, I'll have a playlist up where you can look at all these songs and go over them again. But first, we're going to hear The Vagrants, Leslie West's band, who would go on to front Mountain. And if you've seen any pictures of this guy, he's got really big hair. Any pictures of Mountain, you know what Leslie West looks like. Here it is, Oh Those Eyes, from Southern Sound Records, 1965, by The Vagrants.
Oh, those eyes. obstacles I hate and other wrong I've done. Like insanity running through my brain. Like insanity about to drive me insane.
For Britain in 1963. Tomorrow we'll have the top 20 of 1963 from Denmark. Thank you.
That was a group called the Milestones with their song Black Insanity, and you can hear the guy babbling in the background about shadows and the void and the ichor of madness or something like that, but by the time the song dies down, he's on to talking about the top 40 of Denmark and record sales or something like that, as if nothing ever happened. That was an unissued single from the 1960s. I don't have an exact year for it, but it was recorded in Fort Worth at the Delta Recording Center. Coming up, we got some more music. But first, our fundraiser kickoff event is tomorrow, 1 to 5 in Beauvoir Park. I'll be there, and you'll be there? I mean, you ought to be. We will be there, and there will be vendors and live music and food and stickers, things like that. You know, it's a social event, get to know your community kind of thing. It'll be cool, it'll be fun, it'll be good. As well, while the show's going on, feel free to call in 225-578-5578. Let me know what you want to hear next week, if something, if anything, if nothing. Well, you want to hear something. But are you going to leave it up to me, or are you going to give me give me something? Coming up, we're going to hear the Loved Ones, L-U-V-W-O-N-S, Loved Ones. I don't know if you've heard that Johnny Thunder song, "When I Say I'm in Love, I Mean I'm in Love, L-U-V." That's kind of what that reminds me of. And this is another band from New York, just like Johnny Thunders was, and just like the Vagrants were, and just like Mountain, and just like Felix Pappalardi. Yes, we're still on theme, don't worry. The song's called Please Don't. It was a 1965 acetate recording, which saw no official release. Contemporaries of the Vagrants, which we will hear next, another song by the Vagrants, it's called I Can't Make a Friend. This was a 1966 single on Vanguard, the second single of this band, which eventually broke up in 1968. And towards the later years of the band, Pappalardi and Leslie West had met each other, and Felix Pappalardi began producing some of their later singles, which was their better work, although they never really made a hit as the Vagrants. After that, we're going to hear from a band called the Bedpost Oracle. The song's called The Break of Dawn. This was a band from California formed in 1967. This single released in 69 or 70, depending on which source you ask. It's not always clear. And it was produced with Corby Records. After that, The Velvet Haze with their song Last Day on Earth. This was a 1968 single on Wilson Records. They were from Alexandria, Virginia, not Louisiana. They originally formed in 1965 as the Erratics, with an A at the beginning. And then we're going to hear I Lost My Love by the Power of Zeus. This was off the 1970 album The Gospel According to Zeus. It released on Rare Earth. This is a sort of hard psych band from Detroit. And although the album did not do very well at the time, it is sought after now. But here's the Loved Ones from the Bronx.
She was always
If that sounded familiar to you, that was Cream with their song World of Pain off the 1967 album Disraeli Gears. It was the first album on which Felix Popolardi produced or became associated with the band. I believe it was the second album of Cream. And yes, it was. And he became very close to the band during this time. Also, Leslie West was still with the Vagrants, and he saw Cream play. And whenever the Vagrants broke up and whenever Cream broke up, the playing of Eric Clapton stuck with him and influenced his style going into Mountain. And when you listen to Mountain's music, there is quite the jump from his guitar playing with the Vagrants to what he does with Mountain, and it becomes very heavy. And good. It was good. A good change. I mean, I like both, obviously. I love garage rock, That's why I'm here, that's why I'm doing this. So I love what the Vagrants did, but I love what Mountain did also. Pappalardi would also work on Wheels of Fire, which was Cream's third album. And for some reason, I didn't pull any music from Wheels of Fire. But at that point, during the production of Wheels of Fire, it was the Cream Quartet, as they're called. So Eric Clapton, Ginger Baker, Jack Bruce, and Felix Pappalardi, who would run around playing various instruments, viola, bells, trumpet, tonette, which is like a flute, plastic flute type thing. And he was also given producer credit. We're going to hear more from Mountain and Pappalardi and Leslie West later on. But first, some more music, because this is a two-hour program, after all. Coming up next is the Savage Resurrection with their song Someone's Changing. This was part of their 1968 self-titled album, The Savage Resurrection, on Mercury. Then we're going to hear The Raving Mad with their song I Said Oh No No No. This was a 1967 single on Gold Star. The band was from Rolling Hills, California. It's southern Los Angeles County near Palos Verdes, a nice area. Then Up and Down by Mom's Boys. It was on the 1967 compilation Freak Out USA, along with bands such as The Glass Family, Everybody's Children, and The Hands of Time. This was on the label Sidewalk. Mom's Boys was another alias for a group called The 13th Power, who also went under the alias Max Frost and the Troopers, who became famous for The Shape of Things to Come. Yes indeed. Then, The Juveniles with their version of Bo Diddley, a 1965 single on Jordan. The band formed in Norman, Oklahoma. That's where my dad's side of the family is from. They formed in 1964, but renamed to The Express and relocated to Portland in 1966. And we actually heard one of their songs while they were The Express recently. It was a single called You Gotta Understand on Piccadilly. And then we're going to hear a song called The Seasons by Neil Ford and the Fanatics. This was recorded in 1967, but not released until 2013 on the compilation Good Men with Big Beat Records. This was a fairly prolific garage rock group from Houston. They released several singles, quite a few. Thanks for listening. Feel free to call in 225-578-5578. Here's The Savage Resurrection.
I'm going insane.
I said, oh, no, no, no. That kind of attitude, with a backwards philosophy saying, don't call us kid, we'll call you. When you walk down the street, not a pleasant look do you get anymore. And when the country has problems, you're the first one they send off to fight their war. And you know something's very wrong here, you're beginning to ask yourself why. You're laying face down there in the mud with a shell in your back, kid, you're gonna die. I said, oh no, no, no. Set them free, and I'm asking you, what's it gonna get for me? Well, maybe just a little time, and for that, my friend, I should thank you a lot. But this thing you're talking about this time, it's something I just ain't got none. I said, oh no, no, no.
All alone, just got back from my trip at home, and I feel so good inside, with a feeling I can't hide. My days are counted, and my life seems far away. My rainbows have exploded, and my dreams have started to fade. My mind has started to bend, I feel I'm close to my end, but I feel so good inside, with a feeling I can hide, yeah. Yeah.
than usual, but it breaks your pain.
It is 11 a.m. here on the Fuzz, 91.1 KLSU Baton Rouge. That's what you're listening to, in case you forgot. What you just heard was High Wednesday, I'll Stay With You. It was a song by the Blues Messengers. This was a band from Florida. They released two singles with the label Adonis in Fort Lauderdale. This was their second, sometime during the late 60s. I don't have an exact year on this one either. Apologies. But now, kind of what we've all been waiting for, and sort of what I've been alluding to this whole time, we're going to hear some songs from Mountain. And to be honest, I have to give a shout-out to DJ Player One from the High Score show, which happens to be right after mine, who told me to listen to The Layered, which is a song off this album Climbing, this 1970 album by Mountain. It was their first album, recorded in 1969. And that was the first time anybody really directed my attention back to this album, aside from knowing the song Mississippi Queen. He told me to listen to The Layered, and Eventually, I just listened to the whole album and was moved enough that I decided to make a whole episode about it. So we're going to hear first Theme from an Imaginary Western. This is the second song off of Climbing. As I mentioned earlier, Felix Pappalardi post-Cream and Leslie West post-Vagrants team up on this album. I feel like there's something I'm forgetting. Something about Foreigner. They worked with one of the guys... They worked with Mick Jones. Oh, sorry. Okay. I'll get to that later. So, Mountain sort of was unheard of before the Woodstock Festival in 1969, and there they made themselves known. They happened to get on the lineup, and they sort of just came out the gate swinging right there, and that was before their first album even came out. So we're going to hear Theme from an Imaginary Western by Mountain, and then we're going to hear Never in My Life, which is another song off that same album. And Never in My Life is good, and it shows their true heavy rock peak. This song is fat. It's a good song. It's good. Yes. After we hear those two songs by Mountain, we're going to hear from a band called Creation. And this actually came out in 1976. The song's called Secret Power. It was off their second album. And their second album is when Felix Pappalardi teamed up with Creation. They met when Creation opened for Mountain on their 1973 tour of Japan, which was sort of a reunion tour, because Mountain broke up not long after their second album, Nantucket Sleigh Ride, which I believe was 72 or something like that. So when Pappalardi teamed up with the guys from Creation, it was him and his wife, Gail Collins, and Kazuo Takeda, the band leader of Creation, who were writing all the music on the album. Pappalardi also does vocals and plays bass and keyboard on the album. And that's kind of what he's known for. He also did bass and keys for Mountain as well. And he might have done some backup vocals every once in a while. Yes. So that second album was called Felix Pappalardi and Creation, to be just entirely self-explanatory. And then after that, we're going to hear one of Leslie West's solo songs, or the Leslie West Band. It's called Get It Up, and it was on the 1976 album The Leslie West Band, which was the third of his solo releases. It's credited to Leslie West on Discogs and things like that, but the album just says The Leslie West Band. It was released on Phantom Records and features guitar work from Mick Jones, who would go on to found Foreigner the following year in 77. And that's where that came from. Well, I'll try not to take up too much of your time yapping, because we got a mountain to climb. Here we go. This is Theme from an Imaginary Western. Thanks for listening. I'll catch you on the flip side.
For the forest and further on.
That was Get It Up. No bass whatsoever, in parentheses. That's what it says. That's the claim they make. And I think they might be telling the truth. That was off of Leslie West's third album, The Leslie West Band, from 1976 on Phantom Records. After the breakup of Mountain, Leslie West would go on to do some solo work, such as what we just heard. He also participated in a power rock trio with Jack Bruce and Corky Laing. Corky Laing played drums with Mountain, and Jack Bruce, as I mentioned earlier, was a vocalist. He was in Cream. Leslie West passed away in 2020 due to cardiac arrest just before Christmas. As well, Felix Pappalardi would go on to produce a lot more music. And perhaps notoriously, he produced an album for the Dead Boys, which is a legendary New York punk rock band. They did Sonic Reducer. He produced their album, We Have Come for Your Children. And there was this sort of creative divide. The Dead Boys felt that Pappalardi did not understand their music, and perhaps he didn't, because they were kind of on a totally different wavelength. And this album was just such a disaster. Not disaster, but it was the process was so difficult and turbulent that it led to the breakup of the band. Pappalardi would do some more work, but he was shot and killed by his wife in 1983, Gail Collins, I think is her name, after confessing to having an affair. That's what we got from Pappalardi and Leslie West. I did not pull any music from the power rock trio. Maybe I should have. It's called Corky West and Laing. I think. Oh, no, it's called Bruce Laing and West or something. It's just their three last names. Let me know if you like this kind of historical deep dive that we did today. I just thought I'd do something a little more specific. But, of course, we have a lot of music that's unrelated. And just standard fuzz fare, such as what's coming up next. We're going to hear from the Stoics. It's a song called Enough of What I Need. It was a 1967 single on Brahms Records. They were from San Antonio. Then the Midnight Shift with their song Never Gonna Stop Loving You, 1967 with MSI Recording Company, the first of two singles released by this band from Redford Township in Michigan. And then a band called Minority with their song Where Was My Mind, before the Pixies did it. 1969 single on Hyperbolic. It's a different song than the Pixies, just very similar in title. And that band was from Florida. Well, here's the Stoics. I hope you enjoy. Feel free to call in 225-578-5578. Here's Enough of What I Need.
What you ought to know, some things I've not done before. What you hear is gonna make you wise, but don't you do it any other guys. You've got to love me, babe. You've got to hold me, babe. You've got to give me enough what I need. You've got to give me enough what I need. Better take you. Forget to come in out of the cold. To a loved one and see this go. You've got to love me, babe. You've got to hold me, babe. You never give me enough what I need. Where you don't want, gonna save you, gonna keep you from harm. You gonna live it, but you live it with me. You're gonna love it, you're gonna see. You got to love me, babe. You got to love me. You got to give me enough what I need. I'm not asking them what you.
you do is wrong. Love me, that's where you belong. Think of all the nights you kiss my lips and the pleasure in my fingertips.
Thank you.
That was A Scene in Between by Stained Glass. They formed in 1964 originally as The Trolls. They were from San Jose, California, over there in the Bay Area. That single originally released on RCA Victor in 1967. We're coming close to the end of the show here. We got a little over 20 minutes left. Feel free to let me know what you want to hear next week, if anything. Our number is 225-578-5578. We got the fundraiser kickoff event tomorrow, 1 to 5 p.m. at Beauvoir Park. Our DJs will be there. There will be live music. There will be vendors and food and things of that nature. There will be the sun, and there will be the trees and the grass and the birds. And it'll be very glorious. Yeah. Coming up, we're going to hear from Peabody. We heard from this band last week. We heard their song Days of Rest. They were originally known as the Zoofs, and they were from New Orleans. The song we're hearing today is called Forever Eyes, and it was released on Busy Bee in 1968. Then we're going to hear the Beethovens with their song My House. This was recorded in 1966. They were from San Leandro, also in the Bay Area of California. Then the Just Us with their song I Can Tell. This was a 1965 single on Quality Records. They were from Toronto. Right there with one other band from Toronto, the Valhalla. Their song Witch Doctor came out in 1968 on Trend Records. So that's a little more of a garage tune. There's a little psych mixed in there. We just got done with some kind of trippy psychedelic rock. Whatever that was in the background going, you know how it is. Yeah, I hope you enjoyed the show today. I'll talk to you one more time before the end of the hour. But otherwise, just sit back, relax, kick your feet up, or maybe you can lean. You can put your feet down and lean forward and become very focused on the radio if you like. Whatever you want to do, but just keep your ears open. Here's Peabody with their song Forever Eyes on Busy Bee. Thank you, thank you. Thank you.
fine. I want to see her all of the time. Your sister's real, she makes me feel. I can tell I'm in love with her.
I can tell
I'm in love. I follow her everywhere she goes. I love her so, and everybody knows. And when I'm with her, I know it really shows. And every day, my friends are saying,
they can tell
I'm in love with her. They can tell I'm in love. Hey baby, here's what you ought to know. Let me tell you now before you go. Have to be blue, 'cause pretty baby, that girl is you. Now listen baby, this ain't no lie. I give you loving all of the time. They say you're gonna be mine. And stay with me, and then you'll see.
You can tell
I'm in love with you. You can tell I'm in
I've got my mean old spell on you.
Whoa.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay, we are just about done here. We got one song left. What you just heard was a song called Emisfero. It was by The Underground Set, an Italian band that came out in 1970 on their self-titled album, The Underground Set. Yes, indeed. I hope you enjoyed the show today. I'll be here on Saturday, next Saturday, 10 a.m. to 12, as always, as most of the time. And I'll also be at the fundraiser event tomorrow, as I mentioned over and over, 1 to 5 p.m. at Beauvoir Park. Live music, vendors, food, DJs, friendship, the sky, the clouds. Well, there may or may not be clouds. I actually don't know what the moisture content of the air is going to be tomorrow. But that's not important. What's important is the community, right? Because that's what it's all about. We got one more song left here. It's called Boys in the Band. It's by Mountain. And it's about leaving a band, and it feels fitting for the end of the show. I think it's about leaving a band, that's what it sounds like, but he's also on a train, and he's also traveling and things like that. And I hope you enjoyed the deep dive, and I really do recommend listening to this album, Climbing, from 1970, if you haven't listened to it. It's where Mississippi Queen came off of, but the whole album is truly excellent. And I would also recommend Leslie West's solo work. And, of course, I don't have to tell you to listen to Cream and Eric Clapton and everybody else who was in that proximity. But you should. And that's your homework. And come tell me about it next week. Another fun fact I sort of forgot to mention. There's a live version of the song Long Red, which Mountain performed at Woodstock. And the beginning of this song, there's a drum break, which has been sampled over 700 times. It is one of the most sampled drum breaks in the history of hip-hop. I thought that was pretty interesting. Yes, indeed. Maybe you'll go listen to that live recording and then you'll hear it. It was included on Leslie West's... Leslie West put out an album. His first album was called Mountain, which is a little confusing, but it features that live version of Long Red, which has that drum break in it. So maybe you'll go listen to that and then start listening to some old hip-hop and you'll hear it around. But anyway, here's Boys in the Band by Mountain off that 1970 album. And I'll see y'all next week or tomorrow. Who knows? Thank you. Here it is. Toodaloo. By the way, the playlist is up. Check the Reveille website, The Fuzz, March 14th, 2026. Mike the Distortionist. You can see all the songs that were played today.